is Wade Vasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. One reckoning finds that over the decades since the Great Recession, 67 large financial institutions paid out $243 billion in 219 different fines and settlements, averaging 12% of Tier 1 capital for 31 banks and 6% for 36 international ones. YouGov's most recent poll finds that 53% of voters disapprove of Trump's job performance, with 38% approving, just 2 points over his all-time low, with the largest drop coming from college-educated whites. Charity is going up in China with a long way to go. In 2016, Chinese gave away sums equivalent to about 0.2% of their country's GDP, whereas Americans donated more than 2%. In fighting against illegal fishing in the high seas, Global Fishing Watch, a collaboration between Oceana, a conservation group, Google, and SkyTruth, a charity that uses remote sensing to monitor environmental problems, they've now joined with the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to more effectively use infrared imaging to catch harvesters. Democrats said an audio recording indicates Montana Republican Matt Rosendale, a Senate candidate, may have coordinated with the NRA in violation of federal laws prohibiting campaigns from working with interest groups on political advertising. The bitter Senate fight to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court plunged into deeper chaos as Senator Dianne Feinstein disclosed she had referred information about President Trump's nominee to the FBI that is rumored to concern sexual misconduct while he was in high school. Amazon's Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie announced they will donate $2 billion to form the Bezos Day One Fund to support existing nonprofit organizations that help homeless families and create a new nonprofit network of Montessori-inspired preschools in low-income communities. Protesters gathered at the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco as ministers, environmentalists, and corporate executives poured into the Moscone Center conference hall. Message of the protesters, who were mostly peaceful, was mainly directed at the California Governor Jerry Brown, calling on him to stop oil drilling in the state and protect residents who live close to oil facilities. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.